Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another fucking episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Jesus, a.k.a. Black Trey, a.k.a. Big Cap, a.k.a. your favorite tweeter who Jerv be hating on. And I'm joined always by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Jason Madison. Amin is nowhere to be found. He might be asleep. He might be on a plane. We will find out later in the show. Will Juju show up? We have no fucking clue. This is what he do. On today's episode, we're going to talk about home and away games. How do you get your significant other or the girl that you like to leave the crib? And did Twitter break again? Let's jump right into it. Jason.
Yeah.
What's best, home or away games?
Now, I mean, you know, it's a complicated question because I was thinking about it. You know, obviously you want your space, you want your privacy. You know what I'm saying? You want to get joints, you know what I'm saying, out the front door and on their way. But, you know, a lot of times, like, I like being in my bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my TV. I like my kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my shit. So, you know, like, I like being over here. But at the same time, I don't want to have to... Nobody likes that morning, you know, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Are we going to get breakfast? You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that extra. Her leap, when they start leaving stuff over your house on accident, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. Like, all those excuses to come back. Oh, my bad. I left my toothbrush or my hair tie or whatever little insignificant shit. So it's like, it's tough. It's definitely, I think away games is going to take the cake. If I had to pick one, you know what I'm saying? I like to just get in, get out. That's an OG classic, you know, and slide like how I slide. And yeah, I mean, what about y'all?
Jer, what's your favorite, home or away?
Oh, it's 100% away games, my guy.
All right, give us your take on away games. Why is it away games your favorite?
I mean, I had a tough run where I legitimately only played away games because away games just gives you have way more control over an away game. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to be like rude. One, I'm not a sleep-in kind of guy, right? Like, I get up in the morning and I do stuff. So if you're not really getting up when I'm getting up and trying to make moves when I'm trying to make moves, it gets kind of awkward. And then, like, I end up just sitting there kind of waiting for you to get up or, like, you know, whatever. Like, whatever's going to happen in the morning. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a whole bunch of wild stuff, dog. So I just like to play away games when as much as possible. You can dictate the flow. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Whatever you got to do, whether it's that night, whether it's that next morning, whatever it is, you are 100% in control. You know, you might get a little kickback, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, ain't nothing but just getting, you know, heckled on the road. You know, I mean, we got to be built for these, kind of situations.
Man, I am a home game. I play better at home, man. You know, like, you just know where everything is.
You like your room.
I feel you.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I play better at home, bro, because the away games, and this, again, depends on the quality of woman that you're talking to, right? Because if you play an away game and you at her crib and she got a significant other, you don't know what this nigga on. We ain't even talk about the dangerous part about it, right? Because she could say, she ain't telling you that they separated. Go ahead, Jer.
Hold up, bro. Let me make myself clear. I don't go into the, I'm not pulling up at the playground for Rucker Park games, anything like that, my G. You know what I'm saying? Strictly NBA arenas where it's safe to get in and safe to get out. All right. We're not having I'm not worried about security. Listen, bro, I hear you.
But how you know though?
That's what I'm saying, Jerv. Sometimes you don't know. I had a situation.
That's ass.
Yeah, hold on. I had a situation, bro. I don't even know. This may or not be a bossa nova, but I had a situation where I was messing with a chick. She had a very nice apartment. I thought we were exclusively dating. You know what I'm saying? She was a couple years older than me. And, you know, we laid up early morning. The sun is shining. Beautiful summer day. You know, I'm thinking we're about to go, you know, have some great brunch or something. And then I hear a rap, 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 knock at the door. And all of a sudden, she turns into a whole different creature. And the room started spinning for her. It was like the SpongeBob meme where the room is spinning on old boy. Like, you know, and so sometimes you don't know because they keeping it they are the situations on the tuck, and women can
put you,
can put you in some uncomfortable situations sometimes. So
hey, hey man, listen, brother, and I understand, right? And I get it. I must just have been blessed and fortunate, you know what I'm saying, in my life to never, and I would like to, you know, if I'm even in on a, you know, opportunity to play road games, you know, because I'm just a washed dad at this point. But like, you know, if I'm playing road games now, dog, I just keep hoping that I get, you know, the same blessings that I've always received.
Hey, the best way to play road games, bro, is at another, get a hotel. You gotta get
them. Oh yeah. You see, those are like those are like all-star games though. Those are like invitational.
Yeah,
that ain't an all-star.
That's like
game.
The Maui Invitational, bro. It's not an all-star game. It's just it's a tournament.
Nobody. I don't trust nobody, Jerv, enough for me to just be laid up in that comfortable, bro. And like again, me, I need all the shit. I'm not a nigga that has a lot of shit in my bag to compliment the next day. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm a nigga, I gotta wash my face, I gotta have my fucking toothpicks, I gotta have all my shit, my floss, etc. Yeah. To go through my shit, you feel me? Like, yeah. I'm not gonna rely on a shorty to just have all this. I will get up in the middle of the night and slide, bro.
Yeah, my nigga gets up in the middle of the night and slides and says, yo, I had to get home to wash my face.
Oh, God.
Yo, they look at that text and be like, yo, he's a piece of shit. Like, he couldn't think of something better than that.
They gonna get it, bro. They gonna get it, bro, for first of all. But I like to play.
I agree with you, Trey.
Bro.
I agree with you, Trey.
Crib gotta be clean.
Yeah.
I mean, I slide because I gotta take my contacts out. I'm not gonna lie, because sleeping with my contacts is wild.
Jerv, you got shit like shit that you really gotta do, bro. Like, I just can't not do it, bro. It's a part of my routine. Like, no. So listen. Let's teach them how to have proper etiquette, all right? So if a young lady, you playing home games and a young lady stays the night, what is the proper time that they have to leave?
So I would say, is it a weekend or a weekday? Because that does matter.
All right, let's go work day first.
Oh, work day. Hey, I'm going to keep it a bean with you.
Because you're playing with fire.
Yeah, no, work day. It's work day. I'm up. I let it be known. I wake up early, 6. So by like 7, they gotta be making moves, bro. Like, I gotta get to work. You know what I mean? Like, I got my routine that has to be a part of my day. And you're not about to just throw it at all. But you can't just like rush this on them, right? Like, you gotta sprinkle these hands. Like, once you realize that, oh shit, she's about to stay tonight. You got to start sprinkling, not in an aggressive manner, not in any way that's like, hey, you're trying to get rid of them or whatever the case may be. But like, I don't know, you might want to check like, let me just check my calendar for tomorrow. Like, you know, hit them with like, you know, so you can go
into your note. That out loud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to say this out loud, fam. Yeah. Like, you got to say this out loud.
You can't say this like you're assuming, bro. You got to understand.
No, they have to hear you. This is the only word that they hear you.
The listeners don't know, bro. So,
and let me be clear. Like, this isn't foolproof, right? Like, there's always there's actually a higher percentage chance that this shit goes south when you start to sprinkle. I want to be clear with that also.
So I'm going to be devil's advocate. You're dressed, you're up, you've showered, she's still asleep.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Oh, a little light. Hey. Yo, I gotta, you know what I mean? I gotta make moves. I gotta get ready for work. What's up? You know what I mean? You want some coffee or something? We can pick some coffee up. I can take you to the crib.
Oh, so you offering a ride?
Yo, that hay.
Yeah. I'm gonna take you to the
crib. Hey, that hay is so fucking funny. Hey. you know, crazy? I just let him sleep in. I leave. Just lock the door.
That's what I was going to ask. That's what I was going to ask y'all. So,
does it depend
on the chick?
Yes, 100% depends on the chick. Some are more than willing or able.
I'm not going. If I don't know you like that, you're not staying during the weekday. If I know
you. Sometimes the flow just flows, listen, my nigga.
If it's a joint that you've been trying to crack for a minute, and it's just kind of working, you're going to have to just play the game.
Right? Or what if it's a joint that you just, you know, you enjoy flowing with?
Okay.
Not your girl. It's not anything other than a person that when y'all link, y'all have an amazing time, and then y'all kind of like, you know, y'all hit each other up from time to time, but it ain't no, like, there's literally no titles.
No hard feelings.
So you just letting her rock in the bed like that?
Sleep, text me when you leave.
Right.
That's it. Text me when you leave. And I also have my neighbor to be like, yo, just check and make sure the door locked.
Oh, that's real.
You feel me?
Yeah, but I work from home, so it's kind of hard for me to do all that. Like,
you can't even lie.
No, that's why I offer to take the crib, bro.
Weekends, Jason. How do you navigate getting someone out of your house on a weekend? So y'all had a fun Saturday,
right?
It's Sunday morning and it's about 8:30 to 10, that window. What are you doing in that situation?
Well, luckily
you have no plans, by the way.
No. Whoa. Luckily I have a podcast to record.
You are on that, so you're on that side of the thing. But what if she's like, oh, I'll just chill?
Right. No,
they do like to be there for the podcast, brother. I will say, I'm just going to, they do like to be there for the podcast.
They want to watch you work.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's gonna work for everybody, Jason.
No, you're right. You're right. No, really, really, the best move is to be like, oh, either you know, if it's sports, you know, I'm about to go watch the game with the homie, you know what I'm saying, football on, whatever. Or, you know, I'm gonna go work out. I'm about to hit the gym or something. You know, that's usually the best like type of situation you could kind of maneuver. But I don't know. Like, I feel like more often than not, like, niggas gotta roll with whatever they feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas could hit them with the hay and all that. But if they not rolling, if she roll over on you, you know what I'm saying? Oh. Like, you kind of gotta like,
That's a very good point, bro. That's a key. Yo, if you say any of this and you sense any kickback, it is wise to just fall back from everything you was just saying and just let it be what it is. She's giving you the warning like, hey, don't fuck this up.
I'm the king of fucking it up though, because my pride, bro. I'm just an honorary nigga, bro.
I mean, my nigga, you gotta wash your face, dog. Like,
ain't nobody
fucking up your routine.
No, but at the crib, I'm just kind of like, nigga, I got shit to do. It is what it is. I just prefer not to have a company at that particular time. But I will throw it out there, right? I'll be like, hey, I do got a pod in the morning, but I want you here. So
that's a bold statement.
Do know that I got shit to do. I have done some bullshit where I'm like,
but here's the shit, Trey and Jerv. What do y'all do? Because what if they go on the offensive with the defensive and say, "Is it cool if I stay?"
At that point, you gotta just let that be what it is. Bro. Like, you just gotta let that rock, bro. Like, it depends.
I'm not letting nothing rock. Fuck that.
Well, that's what I was about to say. It depends. If you actually, how they say, give like two shits, you should kind of fall back and just let this rock. But if you are on the side that I would say a Trayvon Martin. All right, I'm done.
Niggas just want to say my name. Come on, bro. Rest in peace, Trayvon Martin, bro.
All right, I apologize.
No, but if you listen, this is the thing, right? If you are already coming off as an asshole,
Just keep going. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Jerv. So you making it seem like I'm just... No, bro.
I didn't recognize that we were throwing in the asterisks of saying, hey, I've been acting like an asshole all day.
No, I'm just talking, I'm naturally that. I'm going to tell you, I don't care, bro. Like, I'm not even trying to get it off like that, Jerv. I'm just saying, like, if she knows who she's dealing with, bro, if you ain't did shit, you ain't did shit, Jerv. You know it's just slash and pass, nigga. You're just like, hey, you know what time it is. Why are you letting her get the deluxe edition, bro?
Hold up, my G. If I know that's what it is, it's just, you know, especially when you add the past situation, when you add that little word into it.
Hey, but everybody not comfortable with that, though. Everybody can't just be like, I'm going to be a jerk. Like, I think, sometimes I wish I was just Donald Goins, bro, and just pimping.
They probably like that, though.
Just, I don't care. It's making you having a fucking motherly figure make you have the decency to be like, I ain't going to kick her out while it's raining. I ain't going to call her.
But that's when they start pressing lines, though. As soon as you ease up a little bit, they will press.
That's why you gotta just stay how it is, bro. Don't get sweet one day. Don't slip up.
Hey, because they might see not seen her cracks. In
2 weeks. Hey, you might not seen her in 2 weeks and you wanted to run it up. You better stay still. Cause listen, you're gonna fuck around and be in a relationship. One time, One time, bro. Fuck around and find out, man. Shouts to the women standing their ground and not leaving. You feel me? I applaud y'all, man.
And shout outs to the women who play their part, and you know what I'm saying? They be
because we the work too. This is another thing.
That's what I'm saying. Because they be kicking niggas out and ready for niggas to go.
Like listen, it's men on this podcast right now, but don't get it twisted. We just a quick fix too.
Oh, my nigga. I've gotten plenty of, so I mean, what you about to do? Oh, okay. Hey, I get it. I'm out. Won't take too long putting my shoes on. I promise you, yo. I'm out of here.
Yo, he been here too long. Getting kicked out of a chick crib on an away game is funny. Hey, you know hilarious. What time it is. And you low-key trying to stall. You got somewhere to, like, the reason why you stalling because you just, like, it's a gap. Probably thought you was going to be there till like, 2 because you got a piece of bread at 4. And she, like, you kind of got to slide right now. It's 11:30 a.m. Now you got a wing shit. Now you just walking around. You talking now on the phone. Nah. You doing some bullshit. Like
you on some bullshit. You all kind of free time.
Yo, having free time after
spending money that you wasn't even planning on spending. Now you find yourself. Now all of a sudden you in Target, just buying shit for no fucking reason.
Hey, playing away game and having free time. On God, you be walking down the street calling a nigga you ain't called in a month. Like, hey, bro, what's up? This nigga only using me, bro, because he got kicked out the crib early, man. That shit's so crazy to me, really thinking about that. Damn.
I'm not offended, though.
No, I'm not. I get it. The game is the game. If you kick the shorty out, she's definitely going to kick you out of her crib for sure.
Everybody's been crossed.
And it ain't even Martin style. It's really genuine. It's nice. So the next time you do kick somebody out, be mindful if you want that next link, because you could fumble.
That's the sickest part too, Trey, is that sometimes you don't know that you want that next link.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh, I'm cool. And then
never burn a bridge, yo. Always keep the next link open.
It's like a job, nigga. You know you about to put your 2 weeks in. You gotta be like, still fucking with you, bro. Like, I'm gonna show up for my last day. I'm gonna still work hard a little bit before I slide, because I might have to be in this corner again. And if y'all niggas rehiring, I might need to come back. You know what I'm saying? Well, this has been an informational episode. Shit has been cracked. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoy it. Tell a friend to download, rate, and review, subscribe to our Patreon and all that. For Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for wherever Amin and fucking Juju are, I'm Black Jesus, aka Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Till next time.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.